Unit 41, Carver's Early Years. Who was George Washington Carver? Where did he come from? Let's start from the beginning. Carver was born of slave parents in 1859. Soon after his birth, Knight Rider stole the baby and his mother. The plantation owner, Moses Carver, was able to get the baby back. The mother could not be found. The plantation owners nursed the baby back to health. They treated him as if they were his own. He was too frail to work in the fields, so he worked as the cook. How did Carver become interested in education? As a child, he could not read, spell, or write. He was illiterate. But at the age of 10, he found an ancient speller. The plantation owners told him the words and their meanings. After that, he was on his own. He memorized each word. It was now 1869. The slaves had been freed in 1865, so the boy was free to leave. He heard about a school in Missouri. It beckoned him. He bid a final goodbye, then, barefooted, he tramped miles of dusty roads to the school. In town, as a cook, he earned food and shelter. He studied at night under a dim lantern. In only a year, he learned all that school had to offer. The next step was high school, but it was far away in Fort Scott, Kansas. Undaunted, he took to the road again. And again, as a cook, he found food and shelter. But school was not easy. He faced math and science and history. Everything was so new to him. Again, under the dim light of a barn lantern, he studied. He worked and studied there for 7 years. He was now 17. With diplomas under his arm, he returned home. He returned to the Moses Carver plantation. They welcomed him like a son. It was a restful summer. Then he planned his next step.